This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hold my beer.
Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. The Hockey Hornet himself, reporter for the Hockey News, host of the Hockey Show, which you can watch on Metalark Media with Roy Bellamy. David Dwork joining us live from Raleigh before he hits that bird. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you making time for us this morning.
I've always got time for you guys. Come on.
You're the best, buddy. Rate Goosey's last night as you're in the locker room. You watch the Panthers make their third. This is crazy. They're going to their third straight Stanley Cup final. Where's your mind at?
Last night, the Goosey's came from the press box. The fans, the crowd, the building, like that was something. Like I was sitting with Alex Bobnarner from Five Reasons Sports, and we're like, they put all these signs up on the Jumbotron, the loudest building in the league. And we're looking at each other like, really? And then the game got going and we're like, okay, this is probably the loudest building we've ever been in. Like it was nuts. And the way that Carolina came out, they went up 2-0. They got that big goal in the third period to tie the game. And that building, like that's what gets me off as a sports fan, is the buildings, that kind of environment, that kind of atmosphere was awesome. So that was awesome. When the Panthers won, it was kind of business as usual. Like this is the third straight year they've done it. I remember last year when they beat the Rangers in Sunrise, I was there with Roy and we did a show right after. And we're like, man, this just doesn't feel like it did last year. With the first year they did it, it was an explosion. Tkachuk scored that goal. It was crazy. Now it's like they're just kind of over this point because they know, and I think Paul Maurice said it well last night, like they're still three quarters into this. Like there's still a big chunk left. So they haven't really accomplished in terms of what they want. They haven't gotten to their goal yet. So while it was awesome, and obviously this is part of the journey, I think across the board, even with the new guys that weren't there last year, they all understand like this isn't the end game. This was nice. This is part of what we're planning, but this isn't the big thing yet. So I think that's why maybe in terms of the players, everything was a little bit watered down, and I'm perfectly fine with that.
You think – I was thinking about this yesterday. They have a nice influx of new players, hungry players, but they have their same core. And usually when teams keep the same players, sometimes you kind of go through the motions a little bit. But there's still a whole bunch of hungry guys on this team that either haven't won a Stanley Cup or knows what it felt like to win a Stanley Cup. And this is kind of a rare thing. You very rarely get to turn, you know, this much of your roster over that won a Stanley Cup and still be this hungry for another one.
Yeah, I think that kind of goes to show, like, the roster that won the Stanley Cup, even that roster had guys that they had just brought in.
Right.
We talked about, like, Ekman Larson, Stolarz, guys that went to Toronto, Kevin Stenland, who was an amazing fourth-line center and penalty killer last year. Like Paul Maurice was speaking last night about the influx of new guys and how I think it was actually Matthew Tkachuk, how they like fueled them, how the fresh blood and gave them juice to kind of go. And it was like the jolt that they needed to keep everything fresh and alive this year. It's interesting just because they built this roster. And as you said, Leroy, sometimes when you've got the same guys in the same team for a while, I can get a little complacent, but that's not these guys. That's not right. The Bill Zito's guys. Like they're hungry. They wake up hungry every single day to win. Like, yes, they won a Stanley Cup last year, but it's not like they're all retiring after that. They want to keep winning. They want a dynasty. And that's what they're building right now is potentially, right? If they pull it off this year, suddenly we got to start taking that D word pretty seriously. And I think that's just across the board. The guys that Bill Zito brings into this team.
What the hell was that, Frog Boy? You know what? I blame myself for two reasons. I turned
on the board.
No, I turned on my microphone. No, for these two reasons. I turned on my microphone because I wanted to be a selfish bastard and take a victory lap after David said this is a dynasty.
He didn't say that. He said they're working towards a dynasty.
Okay, he said they're working towards that. I wanted to take a victory lap. I immediately realized I was a child and needed to draw back from that upon that clicking the Family Feud theme. So,
do you want to give him your take?
Listen. I'm not saying it. David's saying it at this point. Maybe he'll take it from a respected journalist like the Hockey Hornet. David, I may or may not have said that this team is equivalent to 10 times better.
That's not equivalent. That's not equivalent.
Okay.
Those are two different things.
Hey, you're sure. Embarrassing us.
Use your word. 10 times better than the 2012, 2013.
Stop. No, just
Miami
say what
your
take is.
The big three.
He said it's 10 times better than the big three.
Come on. 10 times better.
10 times.
Better coaching, better depth, tougher team, no JJ Barea.
What?
Better parade.
That parade was awesome.
I mean, the best thing that happened to the other parade is LeBron almost died. You know, and it's like, oh, my God, he almost hit his head. Elbow room. We are weeks away from the Stanley potentially touching the ocean again. That has to count for at least 2 points.
That's not going to happen again. I think they're going to put, like, a security rope around the Atlantic Ocean just because that was kind of a no-no last year with the century-old Stanley Cup and the salt water. Not a good combination.
Mm. What? That was so iconic.
Marcos,
so
you will appreciate this, though. I did an interview on Toronto radio like a week ago, and they threw out the D word about the Panthers. Ooh. And that's coming from Toronto.
Toronto.
So just, you know, finally. A little feather in your cap there. Sir.
Come on there. Yeah.
Finally, something positive from Toronto, because all I hear today is whining about state tax.
Oh, that old gem.
Yeah, like, dude, is this crazy to you? Because, like, that genuinely pisses me off. Like, they're sitting here. First of all, like, how many guys on the Cats have they actually taken advantage of that? Like, Tkachuk definitely wanted to be in South Florida. Okay, we knew when he signed the extension here. But, like, so many bargain finds from these guys or trades. Maybe that will influence some guys to stick around. But I'm like, that doesn't even hold water. Like, three Panthers left for Canada last year. What are we talking about?
Well, I always come to the same question whenever anybody brings that up. Like, did that just start in 2020, or was that not the case the entire existence of the Panthers, where they were terrible for the better part of 30 years? Like, I didn't hear anybody complaining about it then. Suddenly you get a competent general manager, somebody who knows how to balance a budget and can actually stretch it out and bring in guys that are worth their value. Suddenly, oh my God, it's a big problem because they're taking – no. They're working within the system that they've been working in for 31 years, okay? Like, everybody just needs to calm down. If you have a problem with it, go get a GM, go get a coach, build a team that guys are going to want to come to, and then you can start negotiating your finance. Until then, we're going to take this advantage. We'll use it. I don't really care. I'm over this at this point. Like,
they haven't won a Stanley Cup forever. They haven't won a Stanley Cup in 30 years, right? Canada.
Canada last won the Stanley Cup in 1993.
Yeah, 32 years. So that's why
the coping has gotten very strong.
Right. So instead of getting a better team, they blame, you know, what everybody else is doing in the game everybody else is playing.
Oh, well.
Oops.
I got a tweet for you I want you to react to. It comes from the great Randy Moeller. And he said last night, got one word for you all. Bob. That ending, that last flurry. Oh, have to get the kill. Sergei Bobrovsky, what did you make of his ending to that game last night?
Oh, Bob was huge. And credit to Bob, because the first couple of goals that they scored in the first period, not great. You know, he got a piece of them. They trickled in. Those are very frustrating when you're a goaltender because you know you were so close. But, I mean, that's Sergei Bobrovsky. This guy doesn't let anything affect him. Like, he could give up three goals in a minute and then shut a team out for a week. Like, it's just the way his brain works on the ice – is he's just so robotic, so cerebral. Like, he just gets goaltending. And the fact that they've got this team that plays so well in front of him, he doesn't have to stress out about rebounds, overcompensating, sliding one way or the other. Like, the defense is so good in front of him that they clean up so many of those little things, the little issues that come up with goaltenders that cost them so much during his first few years with the team. It's just the perfect situation. And to see Bob in the playoffs doing his thing at age 36, when, you know, we thought at the beginning of his contract, like, what are we doing? All of a sudden, Hall of Fame Bob, Stanley Cup Bob, everything we wanted and more. The question now becomes, Bob's contract is over after next year. What are they going to do after Bob leaves? This is going to be a team that's going to be good for the next 3, 4, 5 years and so on. Is Bob going to be a 40-year-old Vezina winner? I wouldn't put it past him. But he's the backbone of this team, Tobias. You know, when he's comfortable, everything falls into place. So you just got to keep Bob on that comfort racket and we're all good.
No, it's incredible to see. I mean, like, I really feel bad about that first meeting with him.
I'm going.
That's gonna live on forever, dude. That's the best.
You know, this is crazy though to see, like, Brad Marchand as a Florida Panther. you know, and the chemistry that he's had with Lundell and Lustarainen. You know, I know Etu gets hurt yesterday, but like that find was insane. And it's just, it's bananas to see a guy contribute like that. What has it been like seeing his contributions to this run?
It's cool. I don't know, like, who would have ever thought that we'd be cheering on Brad Marchand in a Panthers jersey? When it happened, it was like, really? Like, you're like scrolling Twitter.
Are you more shocked the Panthers got him or more shocked Boston let him go to Florida?
Well, I'm shocked Boston let him go, period. I don't think they had a choice where, because I think he made it pretty clear that if he was going to go somewhere, he wanted to go to Florida, and Boston didn't want to lose him for potentially lose him for nothing in a season that they weren't going to make the playoffs anyway. But the fit has been perfect. Yes. And I mean, it's not terribly surprising, because if you know what kind of player Marchand is and you know what kind of like game the Panthers play, it's a perfect fit. Just like, you know, Sam Bennett had the right one the first time. The perfect fit, because he's just like a tough as nails little guy. He's fast. He pisses everybody off. He does everything that Paul Maurice wants his forwards to do. And Brad Marchand is just that guy, combined with the fact that he's the best guy off the ice ever, potentially. I mean, this is,
I love them shooting the rats at him. I love them shooting the rats at him, and I love the Dairy Queen.
When he was asked about that, they're like, "What? Where did this come from?" He's like, "Oh, they saw my family on the ice. They just wanted us all to be together, so they're shooting the rats at me." Like, if anybody gets it, and credit to Marchand, he's been watching this Panthers team grow and become what they are from the perspective of a team that they beat down twice in 2 years, basically the Boston Bruins. So it's just been maybe the most unexpectedly awesome thing to happen to this Panthers team. Like, Matthew Tkachuk, that trade kind of fell into Bill Zito's lap a little bit. And I mean, he pulled the strings, he made it work. But this is another one where it's like, you get a phone call like, "Hey, Brad Marchand says he wants to get traded to your team. Let's do this." Like, okay. Easiest decision ever. And is anybody surprised that it's worked out this well? I mean, he's a little bit under a point per game in the playoffs. He's, as you said, he's got that third line of Etu and Lundell, like, playing offensively better than they have in years. Like, they're still a defensive juggernaut. They still will be put out there against the best the other team has to offer. Paul Maurice has trusted them defensively. But to see the way that he's kind of lifting these young kids up offensively and building their confidence, which is such a big part of hockey, it's just been an amazing fit. So hopefully, you know, they find a way to make it work big picture, and he sticks around for a couple of years, because he's loving it down here, and it's just such a good fit.
Dave, you've been, you know, around Florida, and you've seen Florida sports. One of the things that's amazing to me is there's all the other teams down here have made trades. The Heat made trades before Christmas. The Dolphins make trades all the time. I've never seen a series of trades over 2 years that have worked as perfectly as these trades that Bill Zito has made.
Not a Rozier among them.
Not right. Like, you, like, it's like we haven't not said one negative thing about any guy that he has brought in the last 2 years. That's a hell of a run for any organization to say every guy that you have signed has fit your team perfectly.
Yeah, I can't give Bill Zito enough credit for what he's done in the last 5 years. It's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
I think it's just a testament, not just to Zito, but it's the culture that they built in the room. And I guess that goes to Zito, because he brought in all the guys, the right kind of chemistry guys, the right locker room guys. Everybody's a good dude. You got no prima donnas, no egos, none of that.
Match it up with the right coach.
No doubt. It's like the perfect chemistry right now that they've put together. They're not going to bring in a guy just because he can score goals. If he's a bad locker room guy, it's just not going to happen. Like, they've created such a perfect situation with that room that they know. And it goes back to bringing in guys like Nico Mikkola, who, like, a lot of us hadn't heard of when they signed him. We weren't very familiar with him, but Bill Zito said, he's like, he's going to fit our systems. Other teams hate playing against him. And to a T.
I love that. Every guy he's brought in.
And even the guys that, like, he brings in that flourish and then leave, like Ekman Larson, like Brendan Montour, he replaces them. Like, look at what Nate Schmidt's done in the playoffs this year. He's got 3 goals. Uvis Balinskas, they pulled him out of the Czech extra league, and he's an NHL regular playing like it right now. It's pretty remarkable. Just, how did this guy not have a GM job until 2020? Right. I don't know. I would lock him up to a lifetime contract right now, because based off the 5-year track record, I don't know if anybody in sports has hit on this many moves as a GM in the history of sports ever as Bill Zito has. It's unbelievable. And he's this year, the fourth time in 5 years that he's nominated for the GM of the Year award, probably not going to win it again because apparently it's a popularity contest. And if he hasn't won it by now, maybe he never will. But to his credit, he didn't give a bleep. Like, I asked him about it a couple of years ago, and he's like, all I care about is that big silver trophy. So credit to him. Keep building, keep winning championships. It's unreal, Leroy. I've never seen anything like
never.
That.
Before we get you out of here, buddy, what was it like meeting Hootie?
Oh, my God.
Wait, we just finished talking about some of the greatest hockey we've seen in the last 3 to 5 years. And he says, Hootie, you go, oh, my God.
Look, I've been a Dolphin fan longer than the Panthers have been around. So that just goes deep with me.
All right.
I mean, you know, you associate Hootie with the Dolphins. The fact first they showed him on the Jumbotron doing the siren thing, and I'm like, I don't know how I feel about this because it's hockey, so it's different. But then after one of the intermissions, I saw him walking around in the press box. I'm like, okay, I'm going to kick myself in the ass for days if I don't at least try to go and say hi and be like, dude, huge Dolphin fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And we took a selfie. It was awesome. When he heard that I was a Dolphins fan, his eyes lit up a little bit, which was really cool. I'm sure he gets it all the time, but still. As a Dolphin fan, Leroy, you take the wins wherever you can get them. And for me, that was a win last night, and I'll take it.
I saw Hootie and the Blowfish right before they were about to go play Tennessee, and they lost. He's like, we're going to beat Tennessee, right? And everyone's like, yeah. Oh. They did not. They didn't.
Oh, my God. I mean, as much as we've perfect. Talked to you, your reaction to just the words Hootie is like.
Oh. I thought he was going to say that he felt betrayed by him because he was a Canes fan, but no.
Well, now he's got another. Now the Canes make him cry, not just the Dolphins.
Yeah, right. There you go. Maybe he's just bad at picking teams.
Maybe. He's just tortured right now. You know, he sits alone by his lamppost.
Yeah.
I'll stop. Buddy, thank you so much. Safe travels home. Go check out David Dwork's work. He is the host of The Hockey Show with Roy Bellamy on Metalog Media. Go check their whole recap of everything Cats and this incredible run that they've been on, and go follow his work at David Dwork and The Hockey News. Thank you, buddy.
Anytime, guys. Be good.
All right.
We'll take a break. We'll take a break. Back with more after this, you rat bastard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.